KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Arriving in Paris for the Global Climate Summit, President Obama has paid a post-midnight visit to the site of the worst of the carnage in the terror attacks 2 weeks ago.
Flanked by President Francois Hollande and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo, the president laid a single white rose on a makeshift floral and candle tribute outside the Bataclan Concert Hall. Of the 130 people killed in the attacks, two-thirds died at the Bataclan, where gunmen with assault rifles and grenades stormed a performance by an American band. It was after midnight when Obama arrived at the site. He and the French leaders stood in silence for a minute, then walked back toward their motorcades, Obama's arms around the other's shoulders. Mark Smith with the President, Paris.
The University of Chicago is canceling all classes and activities on its main campus Monday following an online threat of gun violence. The university says a threat from an unknown person was passed on to the school by the FBI. Oklahoma's governor has declared a state of emergency in all of its counties following a winter storm that dumped ice, freezing rain, and rain that led to flooding in the state. In Texas, where people were rescued from high water, Fort Worth Fire Department spokesman Kyle Clay says many cases involved drivers who drove through barricaded areas into high-standing water.
We've had a lot of people who've gotten out there and driven into the water, and typically the end result was the car would stall, and they would call, and we'd just come get them out and send them on home. We have had some fatalities.
Tens of millions of Americans are returning home after the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. In Atlanta, officials are projecting 88,000 travelers to pass through the world's busiest airport by the end of tonight, making it their busiest travel day of the year. This is AP Radio News. Film fans are hungry for more. The AP's Jamie Fryer has the weekend box office results.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone and everything.
Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 hangs on to number one through the Thanksgiving weekend. Its total take is now approaching the $200 million mark after just 2 weeks.
If you ain't scared, you ain't alive.
The Good Dinosaur opens in second. Sylvester Stallone's Rocky is back in Creed, which has a third place opening. I'm Jamie Fryer.
His lawyer says the college student who jumped over the White House fence while draped in an American flag was committing civil disobedience and had no plans to harm himself or others. A judge had ordered a psychiatric evaluation for 22-year-old Joseph Caputo, who's due in federal court on Monday. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.